I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Number one, don't run away. And number two, be honest to yourself. Those two things, we should keep them in mind. And then just put time, effort into practice, I think is the key to step by step build something up about yourself.
I always thought that I was given 100%. I wasn't. But I was only 1% from making that money, from being where I want to be, from having everything in life that I've ever dreamed of. But it's that 1% that we sleep on. It's that 1% that we wake up in that morning and we're like, you know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
All right. The past is the past. You've got to leave the past in the past. And until you can walk away from the past, you cannot have a future. You cannot live in the past and the future at the same time. Now, you've got to bury the past. The past has to die and it has to be buried. But once it's dead and buried, you have to move on. And there's nothing in this life that will destroy you faster than you being unable to forgive yourself for your wrongdoings.
Your potential is suffocating you because you refuse to let go of that old version of you that is no longer needed for this iteration of life. And this is why when man accepts death, he will start to live. And eventually, guess what happens? This new version of you, that can only get you to a point, because then a newer version needs to come in. And this is when you start to realize, I spend my whole life being born and dying repeatedly. Allow the old version to die and you will not be suffocated.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba.
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My favorite Chinese proverb is, everything must be hard before it can be easy. I think it's amazing what you can endure when you have no choice. Because at the end of the day, life is hard, but believing it should be easy makes it even harder.
See, I've come to believe that the secret to success is just not giving up, that life is constantly testing you. That there are going to be days where you don't do the reps. There are going to be weeks where you don't do the reps. There might even be months that you don't do the reps. That's okay. And the reps are the boring, tedious actions that you take every day. And that's how you achieve a goal. What defines your success is not the days where you do it. I actually think it's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. So the day that was really hard at work, or the week that you were really sick, and you couldn't do the reps every day, the small, tedious stuff. You couldn't get out for your walk. You couldn't sit down and write. It's the day that you return that defines success, because it means you didn't quit. Like, if it is day 37, you have not eaten the way you said you would, you have spent a ridiculous amount of money, even though your goal is to get out of debt, and you see that little note where you wrote down your goal, it's okay, it's still there. It's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. That defines success.
How do you build trust with someone? You prove time and time again that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And what makes you think building trust with yourself is any different? Because if you're the kind of person that fears your future self, the solution is right in front of you. Spend months and years building the evidence that when you say you're going to do something, you follow through. It is not complicated. It's just difficult. If you constantly flake on your own expectations, it's no wonder your relationship with you is nothing but uncertainty. But when you can look back on undeniable proof that you are the person you claim to be, counting on yourself is not so difficult.
One of the key things in attracting the things we want into our life is to be able to feel as if we have them before we possess them. What we really want in our life, our real dreams, our real ambitions, are feelings. They're not things. One of the things that happens when we feel like we possess something, we begin to act in accordance with that feeling. And as a consequence of that action, those things begin to chase you. So it's not some manifestation thing. When we feel a certain way, we act a certain way. And when we don't, we don't. Spend a little bit more time on giving yourself the gift, or doing the work, frankly, of what would it feel like, and beginning to feel as if you possess the goal. And I also just think the gift of giving yourself the emotions you want will create more health in your body, more vitality, more energy, more optimism, more belief, more confidence. Feel it this week, and then you'll possess it.
Odds against there being another person like you are more than 50 billion to one. In the entire history of humanity, there will never be two people like you. Never be two people with the same face. Never be two people with the same even blood composition, exactly. Never be two people with the same outlook, the same talents, abilities, capacities. Never be two people just like you. And that every single person are born with the capacity to do something remarkable with their lives. And the starting point of personal greatness is when you say to yourself, what wonderful thing am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I have this one life, this precious, precious life. And as you know, this life is not a rehearsal for something else. This is the real one. You say to yourself, what am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? What are my unique talents and abilities? Look back into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you've done in the past that you most enjoyed? What is it that you've done in the past that comes easy to you, but which may be difficult to others? What are the things that are indicators that this is where you should be focusing all your talents and abilities? Whatever it is, find it, and then commit yourself to becoming excellent at it.
It says, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
You will feel a million miles away from your dreams, and then you'll blink, and suddenly, you'll be living them.
I just want you to think for a second. Like, regardless of any struggles that you're facing right now, just think about how good it feels once you actually pull this off. Just think about that. Money's no longer an issue. You're doing something every day that is fulfilling. You're surrounded by people that you love. You're able to travel and do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. You are no longer being controlled by external things.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You decide how you want to live your life. You live on your own terms. And you live a life full of fulfillment and purpose and love. All the things that you long for right now. Let me tell you something. That day is in your future. And it's not as far as you might think. You're almost there, my friend. I promise you. All you have to do is continue to show up.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. Midwits hate earnestness and sincere conviction because they can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of but resist. Actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
I think the first thing a person needs is they need a dream. You gotta have a dream. I don't know how people survive in life with any kind of peace or happiness or fulfillment without having a dream. A dream needs to be something that there is a possibility of fulfilling. Otherwise, it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. But you need a dream. And don't be afraid to dream big. You know, the saying is that if your dreams don't scare you to death, they're not big enough. Your dream needs to be bigger than you are right now.
There's a specific person that you've got to get out of your life right now. It's the person that wants to remind you of who you were. It's the person who wants to remind you of how you used to be, what you used to do, how you used to do it. That used to person's dead. Anybody who wants to resurrect that person cannot be in your life. There is nothing more important than getting people out of your life. They want to pretend you're the person you were yesterday. They want to act like you're the person you were yesterday. You're evolving, you're growing, you're advancing. You need to be focused on you right now, and anybody that wants to bring you back, anybody that wants to pretend you are the same person that they knew 1, 2, 6, 7 years ago, get them the hell out of your life.
Trajectory,
Focus on your trajectory. You can't keep living in this all or nothing mentality where you have to do the perfect set of perfect things in the perfect order, just like that guy you follow on Instagram does. That guy's full-time job is personal development. He gets paid to sit in a cold plunge. You don't. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to mess up. So if you have that all or nothing mentality, when it's not all, it's going to be nothing. You're going to be the guy that gets one flat tire and then gets out of his car and slashes the other three simply because he doesn't have four perfectly inflated tires. Makes no sense. The measuring stick is not, am I perfect? The measuring stick is, did I get closer to who I want to be or did I get further away? Am I moving in the right direction? Am I going down the right path? Focus on path over perfection.
You're doing this for you. And this is something I've only realized relatively recently, but after a certain level of material comfort, the only person that you need to do this thing for is you. Your conscience knows when you're being honest and when you're not. I think optimizing to make that person happy, that conscience happy, is a really good idea.
What if problems were always gifts? What if every single problem really was a gift in your life? What if every problem you ever had was life happening for you, not to you? What if everything in our lives is guided? What if everything in our life was divine timing? Everything, even the pain.
What are you going to do when no one's watching? Are you going to operate to your standard or are you going to cut corners? I can tell you this, dude. I try very fucking hard to operate in my standard all the time, 24 hours a day, even when no one's watching, especially when no one's watching, because that's when you actually gain more of the discipline and strength that you need to uphold those standards. I think every single fucking human should have a set of core values and a mission statement and a vision for their own lives. And most people don't. Most people just go along with the flow. They swing into someone else's vision and they stay there for a little bit and they swing into someone else's for a little bit. And then they get to be older in life and they're like, why the fuck has nothing worked out for me? Well, the reason nothing's worked out for you is because you don't live what you say you're about. You don't have a plan for yourself. You don't have a mission statement for yourself. You try to cut the corners when no one's watching. Bro, that you'll lose that way. That's just it.
It's always harder, takes longer, and costs more than you think it will. It makes sense because if it did it, then everyone would have it. And if everyone had it, then it wouldn't be worthwhile. And so if it's hard, that's amazing because it will make you that much harder once you conquer it. And it will also make it harder for anybody else who wants to follow in your footsteps. And so the higher up the mountain you climb, the thinner the air gets. And the rarer the climber or explorer must be in order to get there.
If you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Every time I wanted to quit, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang up.
People who win are disciplined about winning. They don't just casually take a look at this. They don't just casually try something. They jump in with both feet because they absolutely intend to win at it. And that's going to require discipline and consistency on your part. As you start to study, you're going to learn things. You're going to learn the skills that you need. That's going to require discipline on your part. All of which, by the way, you can learn any of these skills. You can learn anything, but you're gonna have to be disciplined.
There's this revered master who everybody wants to study under, and it's almost impossible to get to him. And so he's interviewing candidates. And the aspiring samurai comes to him and says, how long will it take me to be a master? And he says, 10 years. And so then the young samurai, eager to kind of prove himself, he's like, well, what if I work twice as hard and I work day and night to become a master? How long will it take then? And so the master sits back and looks at him and says, 20 years. The young samurai is like, wait, what? How can I take twice as long if I'm working harder? The master replies, if you have one eye fixed on your destination, then you only have one eye left to find your way.
But I think what's truly important is the ability to detach yourself from the outcome. It is one of the most important things that I have adopted in my life. Set the goal. Know where you want to go, know where you're aiming, and then let it go. It's possible, in fact, it's probable and likely, it might take you longer to get there. And so what if it does? If it does, you're still making forward progress every single day. It's really important that we understand that better is not always visible. You can be getting better and it not be public, because very often private victories will precede public accomplishments.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The fire of motivation, the fire of trying to achieve something for a better version of yourself, is something that if you practice it long enough, you can recall it. Because you have that fire inside of you. Strong mind goes together with strong body. I think there is a similarity with it, because you cannot reach to have a strong body if there is not the fuel behind it that gave you the push, the motivation to do so in order that you finally develop in that direction.
If you're struggling right now and you're having a hard time and you're pissed off and you're frustrated, know two things. One, you're not alone. Two, this is necessary for you to get where you want to go. And if you quit, if you falter, if you stop, all the pain will be for nothing. And we need to remember that.
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life, and that I can't do.
Which is, use what you have. And a lot more people have pain, a lot more people have anger, a lot more people have shame. And if you can use that as your gas in the beginning, you'll eventually get to a point where you can get out of that loop and then find something that you are really passionate about. But if you can't tie your shoes, you can't lift the weight, you can't send the DM, you have to start with whatever you have.
You worry about something that someone did to you years ago. You're being a pussy to yourself, man. Not getting out there and squeezing that soul out every day. I gotta tell them about you, man. Because tomorrow, I gotta go back to the grind. And tomorrow, I go back to the grind again, and again, and again, and again. I don't have time to put you into the hate bank. There's no hate. It's all filtered out, man, through the grind.
If there is something that you can to 100% adjust and control in this life, it can only be yourself. If there is something which is 100% in your control, it must be yourself. What else should it be? And so if you think there is a possibility to master something, to take responsibility of something. And I think it must be related, first of all, to your being.
And if you don't get up in the morning when you're feeling tired, scared, if you don't execute, you're not just cheating yourself, dude. You're cheating your family. You're cheating your whatever you're a part of. It's bigger than you, man.
Short-term thinking says one workout doesn't matter. I can skip it. Short-term thinking encourages you to make short-term emotional decisions that hurt you in the long run. The further from the path you will stray.
Decide to live your fantasy. See, in life, you can go through life, you can come up with reasons or you can come up with results. You can come up with excuses or you can come up with achievements. You can go through life blaming or you can come up with solutions. The choice is in your hands, satisfaction or despair. We can choose that.
There's not one person that you look up to, not one, that gets up every day and says, this is fucking amazing. I can't wait to do this, no matter what they tell you on social media. They still have bad days. They still have days where they want to do something else. The difference is they don't, because they're committed. You could be the person who's committed. You could be the person who says, this is going to fucking work no matter what happens, no matter how frustrated I get, no matter how angry I get, no matter what, I'm fucking doing this. Those are the people that are gonna win.
Do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Right? Like courage, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? So anytime you got to be courageous, let's look at it from the standpoint of dreams, goals, and aspirations. You got your dream, your goal, and your aspiration, and then you got reality. And oftentimes reality doesn't reflect the goal, the dream, and the aspiration. And so when you think courage, like being courageous and following your heart because it somehow knows what you want to do, it's almost like when you feel something that you should do, and for some strange reason, like your mind or your spirit tells you, nah, I don't want to do it, because it takes you outside of your comfort zone, but you know you should do it, you can feel it, and then you go against it.
Happiness as an aim is shallow and weak. It cannot withstand suffering. Obviously, because when you're suffering, you're not happy. And if the purpose of life is to be happy, then when you're suffering, your life has no meaning. And first of all, don't aim at being happy, because that's just not going to work, especially when the storms come, and forget about that. And there's going to be times in your life where you're suffering so much you can't believe it. And so you're going to need something a hell of a lot more robust than happiness to get you through that. And then you might say, well, what's more robust than happiness? Or maybe even what's more robust than pain? How about adventure? How about we go out and sail the uncharted seas?
The first way to get focus is to find purpose. The way to find purpose is you must identify what it is that you have to be purposeful in. Right? When you are struggling with what to do, who you are, what's your next move, you are in an identity crisis. You are struggling with just who you are. See, you have not discovered who you are.
Plan gonna happen. We can delay it,
yep.
Right? When we don't want to be courageous, when we don't want to encounter that level of faith that we know we need along our journey for our goals, dreams, and aspirations, you can delay it, but courage, that's a different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
That's pressing forward in the face of opposition, adversity, uncertainty. Different ball game. But the question remains, do you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? That's the essence of courage to me.
Turn the page. And just because you had some bad chapters doesn't mean your story can't end well. Turn the page.
What is your wake-up call? What is enslaving you
What is controlling your thoughts?
Is it the television set? Feeding your mind images of what life should be? Is it the internet drawing you in and controlling your time? Or is it weakness? A lack of discipline that prevents you from accomplishing what you want to accomplish?
It's important for lost young people, male and female alike, to develop a vision and take on some responsibility and understand that they have a vital role to play in the world, that the lack of their best hurts everything. And I think that's true. And the sad thing is that there's very many people who have not heard an encouraging word in their life. And it takes so little to encourage them that it's rather tragic.
You have to discover who you are in order to move you forward. If no one ever gave you the directions, when you get up and you get up in the morning, you go get in the car or you walk out your door, you have a destination in mind. If you go outside with no destination, what do? You wander around. Once you don't have a destination, you are going to wander around. You cannot get in your car without a destination. What do you drive? So you are in an identity crisis.
Because when you think about true courage, I look at it as a person being who they authentically were made to be. In every avenue and every aspect of their life, when they walk out of the door in the morning, they are who they're supposed to be. It takes courage to be that.
I'm not saying that there aren't things in life that we just have to do. There are. But what I am saying is ask questions. And don't believe everything that you're told, and don't follow the path just because it's there. Don't get in line just because other people are.
Those times where you get up early and you work hard, those times where you stay up late and you work hard, those times where you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
Here's what you should know about winning before you chase it. Winning's not loyal to you. It doesn't care about you. Winning doesn't care how sore you are. Winning doesn't care how much sleep you get. Winning doesn't care how hard you work at times. Winning requires all of you and then more, and it promises you nothing. It's a mastermind of creating fear and doubt in your mind. It causes setback after setback. So the question is about winning. Are you willing to sprint when the distance is unknown? And why chase this thing called winning? Because the only thing that's guaranteed in life, if you don't chase it, is losing.
You have only one life, so don't waste it being controlled by someone else.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The ancient Greek philosopher Epicurus said that this too is one of the evils of foolishness. It is always beginning to live. This too is one of the evils of foolishness. It is always beginning to live. What he's calling us out here for is our perpetual attempt to finally make a change, to finally start to become the person that we know we need to be. And how do we go about this? We say next week, next month, next year, in this new year, I'm going to start out being exactly the person that I know I need to be.
Remember, only the disciplined ones are free in life. I repeat again, only the disciplined ones are free in life. If you are in discipline, you are a slave to your moods. You are a slave to your passions. Remember, there is a quote which says, the best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. That was the best time to plant a tree. The best, the second and the best time is today. Plant the tree of self-discipline.
You train day in, day out. Day in, day out. You stood back up when others wouldn't. Stood back up when others said you couldn't. You kept at it until your idols became your rivals. And now, here you are. And it's just the beginning. Time to just keep living.
Your excuses are valid, so congratulations on a free pass to not being a better version of yourself. The better version that only identifies an available excuse as a stronger reinforcement of your willingness to show up anyways. You know, people get so excited when their circumstances prevent them from keeping the promises they make, because all they want to do is give up responsibility of their outcomes. Well, guess what? If you're not willing to take ownership when it becomes harder to keep your promises, that's exactly how you know your life doesn't belong to you.
The ability to learn is a gift, even when pain is your teacher. Don't miss the lesson, right? Get the lesson when you fail.
Doing the work is not pretty. Doing the work is not waking up at the perfect time and having your perfect morning routine and having your coffee and watching the sunrise while you do your cold plunge. Feeling the perfect balance of the universe while you're meditating. And then going about your day perfectly, being this perfect little specimen that gets all the stuff done and then lays their head down at their pillow at night to repeat the whole thing. Most of the time, the work is ugly. The work is dragging your ass out of bed when you don't want to get up, to have a list of things that oftentimes you don't want to do them, but you know they're going to make your life better, trying to make certain things happen, trying to start new ideas, and f***ing a lot of stuff up along the way, making mistake after mistake, having to do things over again, start from scratch. It's missing a workout on Tuesday but showing up again on Wednesday. It's scrolling on Instagram for 20 minutes, catching yourself doing it, and then getting back to work. It's technical difficulties, it's writer's block, it's frustrations, hitting walls, it's messing things up. The work is so many other things before it's perfect.
Nobody notices the sacrifices you make in silence.
They don't see the battles you fight when nobody's watching. But one day they'll look up, and what they see won't be the same person they overlooked. Because growth happens in the shadows where applause doesn't reach. And when the light finally finds you, they'll wonder how you did it. But you'll know it's because you refused to quit. So keep showing up. Because while they waited for the perfect moment, you went out and made it happen.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The challenger is here. The challenge is now. And it's only this present moment that you need to deal with. There is no past. There is no future. It's this one little slice of time. That is all that is ever asked of you to deal with. It's only that slice of temptation, only that slice of challenge, only that slice of difficulty that you need to deal with. Nothing else. Nothing else even exists. Let go of the past, let go of the future. The slice that is in front of you now is all that you have to deal with. And simply make the very best move you can in this present moment.
Have you ever felt like the biggest thing standing in your way isn't the world around you? It's you? Like no matter how much you want to move forward, there's a part of you that keeps pulling you back. Self-sabotage. The silent enemy. The voice that whispers, "You can't do this," or "Why even try?" It's the excuses, the procrastination, the habits that keep you stuck in the same place year after year. And the hardest part? You're not doing it on purpose. Most of the time, you don't even realize you're sabotaging yourself until it's too late. You want better. You want to succeed. And yet somehow you keep getting in your own way. But here's the truth. You don't have to stay stuck in that cycle. You don't have to keep being your own worst enemy. You can learn to be your own greatest ally. And when you do, that's when everything changes.
The first step to breaking the cycle of self-sabotage is awareness. You can't fix what you don't see. So, take a step back and ask yourself, where am I holding myself back? What habits, thoughts, or behaviors are keeping me stuck? Maybe it's procrastination, putting things off until the last minute and then blaming the rush for why things didn't work out. Maybe it's perfectionism, setting impossibly high standards and then quitting when you can't meet them. Maybe it's avoiding risks, staying in your comfort zone because the fear of failure feels too overwhelming. Whatever it is, name it, call it out. Because when you can see the patterns, you can start to break them.
Self-sabotage isn't random. It comes from somewhere. Most of the time, it's rooted in fear. Fear of failure. Fear of success. Fear of the unknown.
or maybe it's rooted in self-doubt, in the belief that you're not worthy of the life you want. Think about it. If you've spent years telling yourself, "I'm not good enough," of course you're going to hesitate when an opportunity comes your way. If you've spent your life avoiding failure, of course you're going to sabotage yourself before you even get the chance to try. Understanding why you self-sabotage doesn't mean excusing it. It means getting to the root of the problem so you can start to fix it.
You know that voice in your head? The one that tells you you're not good enough, that you're going to fail, that you don't deserve success. That's your inner critic. And it's lying to you. The problem is, we're so used to listening to that voice that we don't even question it. We take it at face value, as if it's telling us the truth. But it's not. That voice is a product of your fears, your insecurities, your past experiences, not your reality. The next time your inner critic speaks up, challenge it. Ask yourself, is this true? Is there actual evidence to support this thought? More often than not, you'll realize it's just a story you've been telling yourself. And once you see it for what it is, it loses its power.
Self-sabotage thrives on fear. Fear of failing, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. But here's the thing about fear. It's loudest when you're standing still. The best way to quiet that fear is to take action. Even if it's small, even if it's messy, even if it's imperfect. Take a step forward. Because every step you take is proof to yourself that you're capable. Every step you take builds momentum. And momentum is the antidote to self-sabotage. Action doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be consistent.
At the heart of self-sabotage is a broken relationship with yourself. It's the belief that you're not worthy of success, that you don't deserve good things, that you're not enough. And until you repair that relationship, the cycle will keep repeating itself. Start by treating yourself the way you'd treat a friend. Show yourself kindness, patience, understanding. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small. Forgive yourself for your mistakes. And remind yourself every single day that you are capable, you are worthy, you are enough. The more you build that relationship, the less room there is for self-sabotage to take root.
One of the best ways to break the cycle of self-sabotage is to make it harder to sabotage yourself in the first place. Create systems, routines, and environments that support your goals. If you're prone to procrastination, break your tasks into smaller, more manageable steps. If you struggle with distraction, remove the things that pull your focus. If you tend to give up when things get hard, remind yourself why you started and who you're doing it for. Set yourself up for success, not just by relying on willpower, but by creating an environment that makes it easier to succeed.
Self-sabotage isn't a life sentence. It's a habit, and like any habit, it can be broken. The same energy you've been using to hold yourself back can be redirected into pushing yourself forward. Every time you recognize a self-sabotaging thought or behavior, you have a choice. You can let it win, or you can choose a different path. And every time you choose that different path, you're building a new habit. A habit of self-mastery, of self-belief, of self-trust. This isn't about perfection. It's about progress. It's about learning to work with yourself, not against yourself.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Betray your destiny and see how long it takes you to be drowning in a storm. It'll happen immediately, and of course it will, because what's calling you to be your best is exactly the thing that's pushing you forward to manifest yourself most fully in the world. It's what you need. You run away from that, the boat's going to start to rock very, very quickly.
Failure, hell, disappointment, discomfort is a great learning tool. And many people don't understand that, but it's these few moments in life that you have. Rocky 1, round 14. That 1 2-minute and 13-second clip of Rocky getting up when Apollo knocked him down. That one clip, when I was going through a very bad time in my life, I saw what I wanted to be.
It is simple. Ignore and outperform. Yes, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. I'll keep focusing on what I can do right. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I am, you will realize you have nothing to talk smack about, because you will lose and I will win.
It's not lonely at the top. That's just something losers say to excuse themselves from doing the work that is necessary to actually become who it is they want to become. Because everybody has this little version of themselves in their heart. They know they're supposed to become. They know what it's supposed to be. They can feel it. They can see it. They know they're supposed to be this bad mother that exists inside of them, but they do not have the courage to even say, this is what I want to become. And if you don't have the balls to say, this is what I want, you sure as don't have the inner grit, fortitude, tenacity to go out and create it.
So what? That's what you have to think about. So what that people looked over you? That's what you have to remember. So what that they didn't see value in you? That's what you have to believe. So what? So what? They said it. You are more than what people have said.
If your life isn't everything it could be, you could ask yourself, what would happen if you just stopped wasting the opportunities that are in front of you? You'd be, who knows how much more efficient, 10 times more efficient, 20 times more efficient. You have no idea how efficient people get. It's off the charts. If we all got our act together collectively and stopped making things worse, because that's another thing people do all the time, not only do they not do what they should to make things better, they actively attempt to make things worse because they're spiteful or resentful or arrogant or deceit, all of those things all bundled together in an absolutely pathological packet. If people stop really, really trying just to make things worse, we have no idea how much better they would get just because of that.
Outwork and outperform every last one of them.
The fact that you're not going to be broken by what people have said about you. You're not going to be stopped because they have rumors or whispers or they have ideas. You're about to be so authentic, so real, that when people experience you, You're not ashamed of what you've done. You're not ashamed of the mistakes you've made. Your failures fortified you. So what that you made mistakes? Now that's to you. You've got to be able to look past the things you've done and look towards the things you will do because of what you've become, because of what you've overcome. You don't win immediately. You win through trial and error. You win by going to war. You win by battles.
What do you do when 1,000 other people want exactly what you want? What if you're not the only one that wants what you want? What if there are thousands of other people who want what you want? You have to outwork them. You gotta outgrind them. You gotta get up earlier. You gotta stay up later. You gotta execute, and you gotta go from 70 to 120.
I think we have it backwards. We're so worried about the external things. We're so worried about competing with other people. We're so worried about what this world thinks of us. We're so worried about all these things. The greatest victory isn't external. It isn't a follower account. It isn't a dollar account. It isn't a position in society. The greatest victory is knowing you already have victory. The greatest victory is knowing that God has already given you victory. The greatest victory is an internal victory, because it don't matter how victorious you are in the world. If you're defeated inside of you, what does it matter? Right? You have all the things in the world, but you have no peace inside of you. What does it matter? Right? If you're pleasing everybody else, but you're unhappy, what does it matter? So I want to just say that off top. Make sure you're working on your internal self, because that's the thing that truly matters at the end of the day. So I want to say that.
Get away from these people that's in your life that ain't doing nothing. Get away from people in your life that's hating. Get away from your family members that ain't ever followed their dream. Get away from them.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way.
See, dirt is necessary for growth and development. Dirt builds character. Dirt gives you the push-through factor. Dirt makes you come with it when you don't feel like coming with it no more. It's somebody talking about you down on your job. It's somebody accusing you of something that you didn't do. It's somebody telling you you ain't gonna make it. See, that dirt builds character in you. When they talking about you, it teaches you to withstand it.
95% of our decisions are made by how you feel in the moment. And that is the problem.
I don't care how good you are in anything, you don't have discipline, you ain't nobody. You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up on the slightest struggle without discipline. Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
See, when you accept yourself, and you accept fear as a thought, that means that it's something that happens, it's something that you're going to experience, but it is not a force to hold you back. It doesn't have any special power other than that you give it. So you accept the fact that you are afraid, and then you move on anyhow.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.